Radio Sports Presentation. Classic Hits 98.9 Sports presents High School Basketball.
Push it across the timeline, left wing to Aarons. Gets it into the corner to Dowell. Dowell not looking to shoot. Gets it inside Zwiener. Zwiener spins towards the paint. One-hand jumper up and in.
Tonight, it's a Fort Kearney Conference doubleheader from Amherst as the Broncos battle the Pleasanton Bulldogs. High school basketball on Classic Hits 98.9 is brought to you by the Classic Hits Sports Club.
Rebound brought down by Ty Stevens. Stevens trapped at midcourt. Gets it into the hands of Bentley. Back to Stevens. 15 seconds. Free throw line, kicks it on the wing. Three-pointer, Abbott. Good! They've taken the lead! Dominic Abbott with three.
Another great rivalry is renewed tonight when Pleasanton and Amherst lace him up again. It's the Bulldogs and the Broncos coming up next. But first, the New Tech Seed pregame show. We'll take you live to Amherst with Classic Hits' Randy Bushcutter right after this word from New Tech Seed.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech at yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Everyone, and welcome here to Amherst. A lot of red in the stadium because, well, it's the Broncos as well as the Pleasanton Bulldogs. Both teams very proudly wearing red here in the Fort Kearney Conference for a great doubleheader here tonight. On the boys' side, we anticipate a very tight game. Amherst at home comes in with a record of 6-5. Pleasanton at 7-3, and a nice little matchup there. On the girls' side, Amherst would be probably a prohibitive favorite in this game after dropping their first two games of the year. Two losses, their second and third games of the year, when they had a little bit of injury issues and that sort of thing. They've been able to get on a pretty good run here. And Amherst, 7-3 on the season, one of the better girls teams in the Fort Kearney Conference. So probably Amherst would be a favorite on the girls' side, but the boys' game should be a dandy here tonight in Amherst. We're going to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll take a look at the starting lineup for both the Lady Broncos and the Lady Bulldogs. We'll do that as we continue the New Tech Seed pregame show. New Tech Seed, your yield leader. Contact Terry or Jason Stark or a New Tech Seed dealer near you. We'll take a break. Back with the starters right after this.
You see it every weekend. Teams at every level emphasizing the look of their uniform. Look sharp, play sharp. It's what they're affirming. And Pro Team Design puts any sports apparel style, screen print, or embroidery at your fingertips. In person or online, the latest designs from the widest selection of brands. Look sharp, play sharp with Pro Team Design. 2716 Old Fair Road, Grand Island. Or shop and order online at ProTeamDesign.com.
At ENT Physicians of Kearney, we put patients first. Doctors Owen and Connolly have provided unsurpassed care to adults and children with problems and diseases related to the ear, nose, and throat. To learn more about our practice and the services we provide, please visit our website at entphysiciansofkearney.com. Caring for our community one patient at a time. We're ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center.
Welcome back here to Amherst. The starting lineup right now being introduced for Pleasanton. Let's do the same. Your starting lineup's brought to you by Five Points Bank. And we'll begin, first of all, for Pleasanton. Their starters look like this. Kelly Bauer, she's 5'3 and a senior. Courtney Dowell, 5'2 and a senior. We'll start with Mallory Pates. She is 5'4 and a sophomore. Kristen Tolles, 5'8 freshman. And Taylor Nichols, 5'5, also a freshman. So two freshmen, a sophomore, and a couple of seniors for head coach Brenda Pates. For the Lady Broncos, their starters look like this. Shelby Hellman, a 6-foot tall senior. We'll start with Keena Leach. She's 5 foot and a junior. Katie Klingelhofer, 5'9 junior. Jessica Fernandez, 5'10, also a junior. And Crystal Fernandez, 5'7 and a senior. Those are your starting lineup tonight for both these two teams. We'll take a break. Back with a tip after this.
The most recommended by far, Houston's Body Shop. That's who we are. Put your car or truck back to factory specs. Free estimates from certified techs. When you need a tow,
We're the ones to know.
The most recommended Eustace Body Shop. That's who we are.
Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, serving you and your sporting needs for years. And they'll continue to do that as we head into 2012. Don't forget right now that every item in the store, 15% off the mark price. Regular price, take 15% off. 25% off already, still take another 15% off. Maybe you've still got a late Christmas, they'll have something for everyone on your list. Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, wishing you a very happy new year.
Zimatic center pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
And welcome back here at Amherst. Nice rendition of the national anthem just wrapping up. A reminder for you for Amherst, their starters are Hemman, Leach, Klingelhofer, Fernandez, and Fernandez. And for Pleasanton, Bauer, Dowell, Pates, Tolles, and Nickel. Your starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank, your community bank. That means they invest in assets locally, make decisions locally, and also take the time to get to know you. Five Points Bank, the better bank. Truly cares about what's in it for you. Glad you could join us for coverage of high school basketball here on Classic Hits 98.9 FM in Kearney, Pleasanton, and Amherst. We're just about ready to get underway. Pleasanton will be in their road red uniforms. Amherst in their home whites. Jessica Fernandez will be doing the jumping up against Kristen Tolles. The tip is controlled by Amherst, and quickly they work it into the offensive zone. Hemman in the lane has the ball knocked away. Now it's kicked into the corner for Leach. Leach will drive, and Leach, a nice little left-handed shot, is up and good. Just like that, Amherst on the board. First points of the ball game here for the Lady Broncos. Bounce pass right side. Mallory Pates kick at top of the circle here for Courtney Dowell. Dowell picked up by Bauer as the Broncos right now going with a little 2-3 zone, or maybe a 1-3-1 if you flatten it out a little bit. And they'll throw the ball. It's going to end up in the backcourt and then stolen away by Amherst. The steal, the layup, and the bucket. Up and good for Katie Klingelhofer. A bad pass that Klingelhofer was able to track down and may build a 4-point lead here for Amherst in the early stages. Kick in the corner for Pleasanton. Nichols has it. Now work it back around the perimeter. Again, that zone will just kind of slide. Now they'll skip past it. Now top of the circle, Bauer. Bauer throws it left side. It is off the hands of Crystal Fernandez and out of bounds. Again, Amherst comes in 7-3. Pleasanton 2-9 on the year. And the entry pass on the inbounds. Knocked away, but Kelly Bauer quick enough to pick it up. She'll kick it off your left side for Pates. Pates shut off by Hammond. Kicks out for Bauer. And Bauer will give it off here for Dowell. Dowell drives the lane, lost the ball because it was knocked away from her, and we've got a block in on the inside as she drove in hard, put up the shot. And that's going to be on number 40, Crystal Fernandez, her first. And a good job of just kind of driving. Coming off a little screen was Courtney Dowell. Now she'll head the line and have a couple of shots, and the first one's up and good. So the zero is erased here for Pleasanton. It's now a 4-1 ball game. Second free throw. Very nice shot there by Courtney Dowell. Very pretty free throw. She hits both of them, and it's now 4-2. Quickly, Amherst gets it to Hemman at the elbow. She finds the open shooter, and that's Fernandez. Fernandez shot off glass. No good. Offensive rebound, and Katie Klingelhofer will bank it in. Nice job there by Klingelhofer. And again, Pleasanton not doing a great job of checking out, and Amherst crashing the glass. Around the perimeter we go. And again, driving the baseline. Going to be Nichols. Nichols is shut off. Hands it back out for Bauer. Bauer baseline J is a little bit too strong. And rebounded by Mallory Pates. She'll reset the offense. They get it at the elbow for Tolles. She'll kick it back out for Pates. That's another open jumper. No good. Shelby Hammond comes up with a rebound. Lands literally on the back of Taylor Nichols and was able to dribble out of it. And no foul called. Pass in the corner. Quick jumper by Jessica Fernandez. Shot no good. And Shelby Hammond with the rebound and the bucket after the miss. So a couple of rebounds there for Hammond. And now 2 points to go with them as well. On the right wing, Mallory Pates has it. And again, going zone here is Amherst. They shoot over the top of it. Shot's no good. Hammond pulls down another rebound. And they work it up ahead. They get it out for Keena Leach. Leach drives, shot a little bit too strong, and the rebound tipped in the hands of Mallory Pates, and Pates will let traffic clear and bring it into the offensive zone. And she'll kick right wing here for Courtney Dowell. And again, pass tipped, stolen away. The steal, here comes Amherst again. Klingelhoffer, left hand to layup this time. She's got 6 points in the quarter, and it is 10-2 in 3 minutes of action and a quick timeout. Brenda Pates calls the timeout here for the Lady Bulldogs. They trail it 10-2 in the early stages. 30-second timeout for the Dogs. We're back after this.
Now here's two truths. The tax man cometh and the refund follows. If you've been waiting for the tax season to upgrade your wheels, the wait's over. Even if you've got bad credit or repossession or collections, the friendly folks at Midway Auto Credit are here to help. So go where you don't have to take no for an answer. Midway Auto Credit, located in Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on South 2nd Avenue in Kearney, or online at midwayautocredit.com.
And welcome back here. Brenda Pates trying to get a little timeout to stem the tide a little bit and talk to her very young basketball team. Again, you start a sophomore, that would make you a young basketball team. Well, they start a sophomore and a couple of freshmen. And a little bit of pressure being put on here for Amherst. Pass is tipped, but into the hands of Courtney Dowell. She'll get it out top of the circle here for Pates. Pates is going to reset the offense a little bit. They'll kick it right side. And a battle of the number 11s. And I guess Katie Klingelhoffer won that one because she knocked the ball loose and apparently off the shoes of Kelly Bauer. So Amherst will inbound on the far side after they force another Pleasanton turnover. Again, their third of the game. A couple of those turnovers turned into layups on the other end for Klingelhoffer. They'll kick it into the corner, and a good jumper up and good for Jessica Fernandez. So Fernandez with a couple of points, Leach a couple, Hammond a couple, six for Klingelhoffer, and it is a 10-point lead here for Amherst in the early stages. Nichols has it on the baseline. Right now the Broncos still in that zone, and they'll kick it back out for Bauer. They'll spin it around the perimeter. Pates has it. Nice skip pass for Bauer. Bauer jumper a little bit short, and the rebound by Crystal Fernandez. Fernandez will work it up ahead. Long pass up to Shelby Hammond, who catches and shoots all in one motion. Pretty shot, but it did not fall. And Mallory Pates pulls down the rebound. You kind of hear the groan from the Amherst faithful because that was right on the edge of being a real pretty play. Nichols has it on the right side here for Amherst. And time of possession is not a statistic that you really follow in basketball, but time of possession being dominated by Pleasanton because Amherst has gotten very good looks very quickly. Here, a nice little drive. Ball fake for Courtney Dowell, and then she hits the shot off the glass. She got the defender out of position with the ball fake. Here, the entry pass in for Hammond. Hammond, nice kick back out for Fernandez. Fernandez, long jumper won't fall. Leach with the rebound. Entry pass on the inside, and Fernandez is hip-checked as she puts up the shot. Shot will not fall for Crystal Fernandez, but she's going to go line and shoot two. And again, Taylor Nichols really almost with a hip check. I guess I watch enough hockey to be able to pick up that terminology. The foul on Taylor Nichols, that is her first. And the free throw is up and good. Checking in for Amherst is going to be Sydney Tobenheim and also Mackenzie Bergstrom. In for the Dogs is Mariah Zwiener. Wouldn't be a Pleasanton basketball game if there wasn't someone named Zwiener on the court. Here's the free throw up, bounces around, no good. Rebounded by Hammond, and now Hammond will go to the line. Good rebound by Hammond. She was fouled by Zwiener. And so Shelby Hammond, a pretty good free throw shooter, she'll go to the line and shoot a couple. And again, when they had a little bit of that losing streak in the second weekend of the season, it was done in part because Hammond was injured and wasn't able to play. Hammond's free throw here is no good. But what doesn't kill you makes you stronger. That kind of forced a few players for Amherst here to pick up the slack. Second free throw was no good as well. Mallory Pates pulls down the rebound, and she'll bring in the offensive zone. She passes for Mickey Ahrens, who also checked in moments ago. She gives it top of the circle here for Dowell. Dow with the dribble. And right now a little trapping going on. Jumper on the right side, no good for Ahrens. And the rebound for Hemmen. She's got five in the game. She's going to dribble it all the way herself. Nice bounce pass in underneath for Sydney Taubenheim. Taubenheim's shot is no good. It was blocked. And the loose ball is picked up here by Ahrens. Ahrens will bring it in the offensive zone. Kick right wing for Dowell. And now again, they'll look on the inside. And we got a battle away from the ball. And that might be a foul on Hemmen. And it is on Shelby Hemmen. There's a chink in the armor in Shelby Hemmen's game. Is sometimes she will get herself in a little bit of foul trouble. Part of that because she's always down low, kind of banging against some of the bigger players, and she does not like to give up any ground. That stubbornness is really an asset as well. On that right side, Pates. Pates with the dribble. Nice little kick top of the circle here for Stubbs, who just checked in. They'll work it back around the perimeter for Dowell, and Zwiener's got it at the elbow. Hemmen forces her to make the pass, and Pates is going to reset the offense. Pass through everybody. It's a loose ball, and Shelby Hemmen's going to pick it up. That'll be another turnover here on Pleasanton, and quickly up court, even though they don't really have numbers, Taubenheim has it in the lane, and it is tied up and ripped away. Dowell with the picks up the turnover. She is shut off. Pretty good defense there by Keena Leach. They'll pass it in the lane. Shot no good. Hemmen with the rebound. Hemmen leads a two-on-two break. She outruns one girl, lays it up with the left hand around the other. It's no good, and Dowell pulls down the rebound. And again, Amherst is getting some really good looks and not shooting real well. They're up by nine, and it feels like they could be up by a lot more. On the right side, Alyssa Stubbs comes up a loose ball. Jumper here for Zwiener, no good. Rebound is out of bounds, and that'll be a team rebound here for Amherst as the Broncos will inbound it. Hemmen with a little bit of a breather. Jessica Fernandez is going to check in for her. Also coming in is Ariana Hadwiger for Amherst. And Pates checks back into the game here for Pleasanton. Kick on the left wing, Hadwiger, and she's going to let traffic clear a little bit. And they'll give it off on the left side, and they're spreading the floor, trying to work it down low now, and it's off the hands of one of the Broncos and out of bounds. Klingelhoffer going to check back into the game. Hadwiger will come out with a minute 32 to go here in quarter number one. 13-4. Amherst with the lead over Pleasanton. Bulldogs have the basketball. They're facing a little bit of pressure. Pates, nice job dribbling through it. Gets it to Bauer. Bauer has the ball tied up, and she'll bounce past it. It's deflected. Another turnover. Broncos on the run. And on the dribble, being slowed down a little bit, is Taubenheim, and the ball goes out of bounds. Check that. It was actually Bergstrom that had the ball there. Ball knocked out of bounds. We'll just swap turnovers. And it will be Pleasanton basketball with a minute 13 to go. Pretty good pressure put on. Pates is in trouble. Pass is deflected. Bauer turned it over. And numbers here for Amherst. They work the ball down low. They're going to wave off a bucket. A pretty good one for Sydney Taubenheim. Their foul, they're going to say, was before the shot. She hadn't gone up yet. They wave off the basket. And it is going to be a push. He waved it off, and then he made the indication for the bucket. Pates is going to inbound here. The foul is against Pleasanton. Jumper up, no good. Rebound tipped around. Pates comes up with it. She's going to dribble through traffic here for Pleasanton. She'll kick on the right side for Bauer. Bauer is going to drive, and there's a block on the inside there. And there's a couple of different girls part of the collision, and it will be whistled against Sydney Taubenheim. That'll be her first. Three team fouls against Amherst, three against Pleasanton. With 47.7 to go here, quarter number one. Bulldogs to inbound underneath their own basket. They lob it in for Bauer, top of the circle. Kicks left wing here for Alyssa Stubbs. She shut off. Bad pass. Knocked away by Taubenheim. Ball still on the ground. They're going to tie this one up. Possession arrow should be pointing to Pleasanton. It is. And so Pleasanton will inbound it with 37 seconds. Pretty good pressure being put on the inbounds, but Ahrens has it, drives all the way to the baseline, has her shot blocked. Fernandez got part of it anyway, and they'll kick it out, the loose ball. Jumper, no good for the Dogs. Rebounded by Amherst. Passed through the hands of Fernandez. Fernandez is able to track it down. She's used up her dribble. She'll get it out to Leach. Leach quickly up ahead here for Kreitz. Kreitz, a long jumper that bounces around. No good. Rebound by Ahrens. And here comes Pleasanton trying to answer back. 10 seconds to go. Top of the circle, Ahrens from 17 feet away. Jumper no good. Rebound in the lane. Picked up by Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer pass up ahead. The layup at the buzzer is in, but they're going to say she didn't get out of her hands in time. That'll take 2 points away from Keena Leach, and I think the refs got that one right. Just a nanosecond too late here for Amherst. They'll have to be content with a 13-4 lead as we head to the second quarter right after this timeout.
Zimatic Center Pivots provide farmers worldwide with the best quality, highest performance irrigation systems. Year after year, these systems have proven themselves in varying types of terrain, cropping situations, and irrigation requirements. This is because of dedication to service and unique design. Zimatic and Pleasanton Irrigation offer you big savings choices when you purchase your new system. Order soon and take advantage of both low interest rates and rebates. Pleasanton Irrigation, your Zimatic dealer.
I have always said that I'm a Nebraska Farm Bureau member because it gives me, as a farmer, a voice in the legislature and in Washington, D.C. But did you know what your Buffalo County Farm Bureau does for you in your own backyard? By giving scholarships to local kids, supporting the Buffalo County Fair and 4-H programs, or tackling zoning concerns and other local issues. Farm Bureau starts right here. That's why I'm a proud Farm Bureau member.
Call Buffalo County Farm Bureau and rediscover your grassroots power.
It will be Amherst basketball to start the second quarter here. They got a 9-point lead here against Pleasanton. And now Pleasanton, kind of a rare event. They're actually back in the half-court defense. It seems like Amherst has been doing a lot of offense in transition. They work the ball around, and the half-court offense works pretty good. They enter it in, kick it out for Keena Leach, and Leach just inside the 3-point arc. It's the long deuce. So that'll push that lead out to 11. With it is number 11, Kelly Bauer. Bauer facing that zone again. And they'll just kind of pass around the perimeter. Nichols has it. She'll try the long three. The bank shot won't fall. Rebounded by Jessica Fernandez. Fernandez pass up ahead, and it is off the hands of the Broncos and out of bounds. She was trying to connect with Leach and ends up being a turnover. So Kelly Bauer will bring the ball in across right at the jump circle. For Pleasanton, still has their dribble, facing some pretty good pressure here by Sydney Tomenheim, who started the second quarter. Bounce pass out here, and it's stolen away. Another turnover, and Amherst will work the ball up ahead. With it is Leach. Leach, tough layup on the outside. No good. Ball bouncing around, and picking up the loose ball is going to be Mallory Pates. That'll be her fifth rebound of the game, and Pates brings it into the offensive zone. Gives it that back out for Bauer. Bauer is going to step up. 15-foot jumper from the elbow. No good. Offensive rebound. A lot of contact there. Shot won't fall for Tolles. And it's ripped out of there by the Broncos. Running out with the ball is going to be Fernandez. Fernandez gives it for Hammond. Hammond, nice catch. Her shot is a little bit too strong, but saved by Fernandez. Into the hands of Keena Leach. Great hustle play there by Fernandez. With the dribble now is going to be Tobenheim. Tobenheim kicks to the open shooter. That's Fernandez on the baseline. No good. Ball tipped around. Coming up with it is Crystal Fernandez. She's hit on the arm as she shoots, and now she'll go to the line and shoot two. Shot would not fall. And we got a little slap across the arm by Mallory Pates. That'll be her first personal foul. And a couple of free throws coming up here for Amherst. Amherst is only 1 out of 4 from the free throw line as a team. Free throw here. Back the iron. And no good for Fernandez. Checking in for Amherst, going to be Katie Klingelhofer with 6:16 to go here before halftime. It is 15-4. Amherst with the comfortable lead here in girls basketball. Second free throw, no good. Rebound being tipped around, still tipped around. Hammond saves it, but she also threw it off the back of the glass, and it goes out of bounds. As soon as it hit the back of the glass, it was out of bounds. Went out of bounds anyway, so it's kind of a moot point. It does give Amherst the opportunity to press the ball as Pleasanton will face the press. They inbound the ball to Nichols. Nichols over here for Pates. Pates gets it up ahead for Dowell. Dowell has the ball in the lane to Nichols, and Nichols couldn't quite handle the ball She ended up taking an extra step with it, and that'll be a turnover. Courtney Dowell has 4 points. That is the entire scoring summary here for Pleasanton in the ballgame. We're at the 5:55 mark of the second quarter. Kick on the left side for Crystal Fernandez, and she strokes in a nice little shot. She's got 3 in the game. Hammond got it in the lane and very quickly just kind of fired it to her left. A good-looking shot. And now Pleasanton is down by 13. With the dribble, going to be Pates, and Pates hit on the arm as she's dribbling around there. That's going to be 4 team fouls on Amherst. So we're a ways away from either team shooting any free throws. For Amherst, the foul on Katie Klingelhofer is just her first. Well, inbounded on the baseline. And they'll toss it in. Pates will. She gets the ball to Nichols. Nichols drives the lane, shoots over the top of Hammond. It's no good. And rebounded by Klingelhofer. And here come the Broncos on the run. Pass up ahead to Hammond. And Hammond will lay it up with that left hand and in. Nice fast break there. And again, Hammond caught the ball and just trying to transfer both hands, laid it up and in. A very pretty play here. She had a couple of nice drives earlier that didn't fall in. That one was picture perfect. Dowell will work it back around the perimeter, giving it to Pates here for the Bulldogs. Stepping up to the free throw line with the jumper is Bauer. It's no good. Rebound by Fernandez. Fernandez uses up her dribble. Quick pass up ahead. Nice catch there by Hammond. Hammond fouled well before she put up the shot, but strong enough to muscle it up and in, scoop it up off the glass. It goes in, but she was fouled well before the shot. And so they'll have to inbound. For Amherst, Bergstrom going to come back into the game. Pleasanton sends Zwiener back in the battle. And one other, and we'll check it here in a second. The inbounds here for Hammond. Hammond's going to dribble through traffic. She's hit on the arm. Again, fouled and tried to tip the ball with the other hand. She was driving with the right, got fouled on that arm, tried to tip it with the left. And again, it almost went in as a foul on the play here for Pleasanton. By the way, Courtney Dowell whistled for the foul before this one. And Pates whistled for this one. And this is the second on Pates. Dowell has 1. Shelby Hammond has hit her first free throw of the night. She's 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. And Alyssa Stubbs is going to check into the game here for Pleasanton. They're going to protect Pates a little bit with those 2 fouls. The free throw by Hammond up and good. Just proving that those first 2 misses from the free throw line were an aberration. Nichols facing some pressure, gets the inbounds, gives it to Alyssa Stubbs. Stubbs brings it across midcourt, gets a little screen, and then a reach going to be whistled on Amherst, Katie Klingelhofer, and that'll be the second on Klingelhofer. So now we're getting pretty close to shooting some free throws. There's been 16 fouls against Pleasanton. That's the 5th against Amherst. 2nd against Klingelhofer. The inbound to Dowell. Dowell dribbles clear to the right after getting the ball on the left wing. Zwiener will hand the ball back off here for Ahrens. They're being very patient. And in the passing lane, Katie Klingelhofer steps in there. It goes off of her leg. It was not a kick because her leg was set when the ball hit it. And it goes out of bounds. And the inbound stolen away by Hammond. Hammond with the steal. Hammond with the layup. Hammond, 2 more points. She's got 8 points in the game, 6 of them coming in this quarter, and it's a 19-point lead here for Amherst. Right wing, Nichols has it. She'll kick it top of the circle for Dowell. Dowell, long 3, no good. Hammond with the rebound, but she lowered the ball, and it gets tied up. Good hustle there by Taylor Nichols for Pleasanton as she was able to tie up the ball. Kristen Toll's going to check back in here for the Dogs, and we got a timeout, Pleasanton. 4:19 to go here. Second quarter, 23-4. Pleasanton with a little bit of work to do. They call the timeout. Amherst with a comfortable lead. We're back after this.
Family Physical Therapy knows everyone has an ow. Once in a while, you might sustain an injury during competition or strain your knee or back doing chores at home. Your job now is to come up with a story to tell your friends.
Yeah, I was kickboxing in Japan.
It's Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center's job to get you back to the game of life. There's one near you in Kearney, Ravenna, Minden, Elm Creek, Franklin, Lexington, and now Wood River. If you have an ow, tell your doctor you want Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center to rehab you back to the game of life.
So again, Brenda Pates has a young basketball team, still getting them to grow and mature, and play with pretty quality teams like they're facing here tonight in Amherst. And the Dogs will inbound. Tossing it in is going to be Alyssa Stubbs. Stubbs bounce pass in the lane. Nichols has it. Good looking shot off the mark. Stubbs pulls down the rebound, and her pass is out, picked up by Hemmen. Hemmen slips and falls, kept her dribble alive, gets the ball out here for Fernandez. Fernandez, nice pass up ahead. Layup good for Sydney Taubenheim, and she'll go to the line and try to finish a two-point play. Great pass on the inside, and that's one thing that Amherst has really picked up since we saw them at midseason. They are really passing the ball around well. So to the line to try to finish off the three-point play will be Sydney Taubenheim after the foul on Tolles, which is her first. And the free throw by Taubenheim up and good. Midway through the second quarter, it is 26-4, Amherst with the lead. And inbound is going to be Bauer. And again, full court press here for Amherst, and Bauer will toss the ball in for Courtney Dowell. Dowell dribbling, keeping the ball in the middle so she can't get trapped. Good decision there by Dowell. Dowell drives all the way in, and she's going to be fouled by Hemmen. She drove all the way in. Shelby Hemmen sliding over, playing a little bit of help defense, and she's picked up her second personal foul. So two shots coming up here for Courtney Dowell. Dowell, the only player for Pleasanton to score so far in the game. That's still true as she hits the free throw. And they were stuck on four for a very long time. That's now their fifth point. 26-5 here, 3:49 to go. Second free throw is also good. So she's 4-for-4 from the line, has a field goal, and that's all the scoring for Pleasanton. On the baseline, Mackenzie Bergstrom on the dribble. We'll throw it between the circles here for Keena Leach. Leach on the left side for Taubenheim. Taubenheim, a little ball fake on the inside. Now they enter it in for Hemmen. Hemmen will shoot over the top of the defense. It's bouncing around, no good. Rebound taken out by Ahrens. And Ahrens will let traffic clear, brings it in the offensive zone, enters it on the right wing for Nichols. Nichols looking for a cutter, finds it. The shot, no good for Tolles. Tolles with another rebound, another shot, and then a foul. They're going to say that second rebound, though. She went over the back of one of the Broncos. And so that'll be a foul, a little push on Kristen Tolles. To be nitpicky, there's no such thing as an over-the-back call. There's either a push or there's not. If you go over the back, you haven't touched anybody, right? Ryan Zwiener going to check in here. Second foul on Kristen Tolles. She's out. Zwiener checking in for her. And the one that did a nice job of boxing out is Sydney Taubenheim. And Taubenheim is rewarded with a 1-and-1. It's the eighth team foul. And the free throw back the iron, no good. Rebound by Zwiener. And Zwiener will work the ball up ahead here for Courtney Dowell. Dowell, quick three in transition, no good. Rebound, pulled down by Bauer. Bauer gets the ball back after a quick pass. Her jumper, no good. Offensive rebound on the inside. Shots blocked. Nichols came up with it. Another shot on the inside. It won't fall. And coming out of there with the dribble is Fernandez. Fernandez with the rebound, passes it up, and can't quite make the connection to Ashley Kreitz on that far side. And it'll be a turnover on Amherst. 26-20. Amherst with the lead. Pleasanton with the basketball. Bauer in the offensive zone. Gets a little screen as she gets across midcourt. Pass tipped. Loose ball, though, is picked up by Zwiener. Zwiener gets the ball in the lane. A strong drive here by Dowell, and Dowell will go back to the line. And she penetrated on the inside and was hit on the arm, so a couple of shots coming up here for Courtney Dowell. They got a lot of basketball on the block and apparently just enough arm to give Ashley Kreitz her first personal foul. Free throw good for Dowell, and she is 5-for-5 from the free throw line. She has all 7 Pleasanton points. Her free throw here, back the iron and no good. Rebound by Zwiener. Zwiener, shot no good. Ripped out of there by Leach on defense. She'll pass the ball up ahead here for Hadwiger. Hadwiger dribbles. It goes off the leg of Bauer and out of bounds. So it'll be inbounded on the baseline here by the Bulldogs. Tossing the ball in is going to be Hadwiger. Hadwiger gave it away, got it back, quick little jumper, no good, but she's hit on the arm. And that'll be a foul on Nichols, her second. So two free throws coming up here for Ariana Hadwiger. Her first trip to the line, yet to score in the game. She bends the knees, fires through, shot is up and no good. Kara Dowell checking in here for Pleasanton. First time tonight she's been on the court. 2:27 to go. Quarter number two. Second free throw is on the way, and it is good. Nice shot there by Hadwiger. Inbounds, almost stolen away. Good hustle there by Taubenheim in the corner. Didn't quite have enough room to make the catch or to save it, so Zwiener will inbound it this time in the corner. No, she can't run the baseline anymore. Dowell gets the inbounds, pass tipped, stolen away with the steal, Taubenheim. Taubenheim's going to drive and have the ball knocked away by Ahrens. Pleasanton with the turnover. And the Dogs will inbound it again. Hadwiger tosses it in. Nice little cut to the basket. Bucket by Ashley Kreitz. She came in the lane. Nobody picked her up, and that essentially turned into a layup here for Amherst. A good set little inbounds play. Courtney Dowell will kick the ball on the right side for Bauer. Bauer jumper up and good. Kelly Bauer, first points of the game for somebody not named Courtney Dowell. 29-9. And a pass on that right sideline for Hadwiger. Hadwiger enters it down low for Bergstrom. And Bergstrom gets the bucket and the arm. Strong move in underneath with that post play. Got hit on the arm, and now she'll try to finish a three-point play. The bucket counts, and we'll send in a slew of players here for Amherst. They send four new players out there. Fernandez and Hammond. Checking back into the game at the free throw line. Still is going to be Bergstrom. Bergstrom free throw. Up, no good. Coming out with the rebound is Pleasanton. On the dribble is going to be Courtney Dowell. Dowell with a minute 40 to go. Kicks it off on the left side for Bauer. Bauer between the circles for Dowell. That's a long jumper for Kara Dowell. It's no good. And the rebound by Bergstrom. Bergstrom gives it off here for Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer drives the lane, shoots over the top of Zwiener. No good. Zwiener with the rebound, and she'll just kick the ball out with a minute 22 to go before halftime. And on the dribble here is Courtney Dowell. Courtney will give it up on the left side for Kelly Bauer. Again, a little motion offense. They're passing near the top of the key and looking for a cutter. Dowell has it. Gives it now right side for Courtney Dowell. Courtney and Kara both out there at the same time. They'll give the ball to Bauer. Bauer's pass knocked around, and Zwiener picks it up. Zwiener doesn't want to dribble in face of that pressure, and she'll give it for Courtney Dowell. Over for Bauer. Bauer on the baseline, having trouble handling it, and the ball hit the back of the glass on the pass. They're going to say it was not tipped, so it's out of bounds on Pleasanton. That'll be another Bulldog turnover. 51.5 to go here before halftime. 31-9. Amherst with the lead. Klingelhofer on the dribble. And she'll kick on the right side for Hemmen, who is well behind the three-point arc. They'll give it for Bergstrom. A little give-and-go play here. Bergstrom gets the ball back out. She'll kick it out for Hemmen. And Shelby Hemmen drains the three-pointer. 34-9. 27 seconds to go. Dribbling is Kara Dowell. Dowell's used it up. We'll give it to Zwiener. Zwiener kicks on the right side. Back out for Kelly Bauer. Kelly Bauer, long jumper, and nice shooter's touch as she drains the three. First three-pointer of the game here for Pleasanton. And the kick on that left side to Fernandez. Fernandez enters it in. Extra pass inside for Hammond. Hammond makes the catch, puts up the shot, no good. Rebound tipped around. Zwiener comes up with it here for Pleasanton. And that is the halftime buzzer. Your halftime score, Amherst with a comfortable 34-12 lead here at the break over Pleasanton. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. We'll do that when we come back right after this timeout.
Nebraska Farm Bureau offers a number of great benefits, from its member group rates with Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska to the most visible economic benefit through Farm Bureau Financial Services. One of the most important member benefits for Farm Bureau members is the insurance programs offered. Farm Bureau provides coverage for your car, home, farm and ranch, crop hail, life, health, business, and retirement needs. Stop by the Buffalo County Farm Bureau offices in Kearney today.
Town and Country Bank is truly your hometown bank. We've been serving the central Nebraska region since 1905. We currently have offices in the communities of Ravenna, Pleasanton, Kearney, and Litchfield. Town and Country Bank is locally owned and managed. We pride ourselves in serving you through exceptional personal service. We also strive to offer you the latest in technological advancements. Stop by and visit with us about your financial needs or just to chat. The hometown bank with a big interest in serving you. We are Town and Country Bank.
Honey, hurry. We need to finish loading up the trash. The dump closes in 30 minutes.
Don't let trash take up time in your busy schedule. Let Ravenna Sanitation take care of all your trash needs. At Ravenna Sanitation, they take trash seriously. They're there to be your trash collection connection. If you need trash removal from your home, business, or farm, Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service that you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back here to Amherst as the Broncos in girls basketball with a comfortable 34-12 lead here at the break. And what you hear in the background is the cake raffle. And when the superintendent wins a cake, the fix is in. I don't think there's any way anybody would disagree with that at all, except, of course, for Tom Moore. Again, our halftime score, 34-12. Real quick, let's go through the scoring for you, and we'll do that for Pleasanton. It won't take very long, unfortunately, for them. Courtney Dowell has 7 points, 5 for Kelly Bauer. For Amherst, their scoring here at the break looks like this. Shelby Hammond with 11, 4 for Keena Leach, 6 for Katie Klingelhofer, 3 for Sydney Tobenheim. Also, Jessica Fernandez, she's got a couple of points to go with 3 rebounds. 1 out of 2 from the free throw line for Ariana Hadwiger for 1 point. 2 for Ashley Kreitz. Crystal Fernandez with 3 points. And Mackenzie Bergstrom with 2. At halftime, 34-12. Pleasanton with the lead over Amherst with the lead over Pleasanton. I better get that right, huh, Coach?
Yeah.
All right. Kind enough to join us to talk a little boys basketball is Amherst head coach Clark Ribble. And, Coach, first of all, congratulations. I think, are you kind of content being a couple games over 500 at this stage, or were you hoping for maybe a little bit better?
You know, I don't think coaches are ever content. So I guess the first answer to your question is no. But I do feel like we've let a few games slip away. You know, with that being said, 6-5 is a decent start.
It's a decent start. It's kind of to that point, though, where you have to start kind of living up to your expectations and what you want to have happen. What are some things that you kind of feel you guys need to make some improvements on?
Well, we need to buckle down on defense a little bit better. You know, our defensive rotations need to be a little bit improved. We need a little bit more balanced scoring, I think, in our offense. But those are all things that, you know, can be improved from now until sub-district time.
And again, I don't want to say are there concerns in this area, but you lost some tight games. You lost by 1 at Litchfield. You lost by 4 against Kennesaw. You lost in overtime to South Loop. Is that an area of emphasis for you guys? Because you may very well have a tight game here tonight. How do you kind of try to address that as a coach?
Yeah, it is a point of emphasis. I wouldn't say we're concerned about it, but we do work on it daily in practice. We go over end-of-game situations so our boys become more comfortable with close games at the end. And, you know, we have a major emphasis every day with free throws. We shoot them, and we shoot them game-like. And so, you know, we do the little things. We're getting there.
And again, you start the season, you know, kind of, it's been kind of an up-and-down year for you guys as it is, but you're kind of in a stretch here where there's some games that, you know, playing Shelton is not going to be easy. Pleasant tonight, 7-3. This is kind of a fairly important stretch if you're going to build some momentum for down the road. Would you agree?
I agree, yeah. You know, our first third of the season, we went 4-2, and that was right up until our holiday tournament. And I look at the season in thirds, and so we're right in the middle of the second third of the season. So, you know, it is important for us, but, you know, there's a lot of season left to go still. So I look for a lot of growth from our kids. You know, this game and then Shelton and Gibbon next week are going to be big for our kids.
And again, it doesn't matter how you're playing right now. It's really that last third when you get into the single elimination tournament is really where you want to be hot.
That's exactly right. And, you know, these games just lead up to that. And so the more we can build now will help us in the future going into the single elimination tournament.
Well, let's talk a little bit about Pleasanton tonight. They come in 7-3. They are kind of one of those traditional powers in this conference. And they've been pretty hot here as of late. They're on a nice little winning streak. They've won 6 in a row. Tell us a little bit about them and what you hope to be able to do against them tonight. Besides
well,
win, of course.
Yeah, that's obviously first. But they're finally getting healthy. They've had players that have been hurt, football injuries. Nichols just came back from a collarbone fracture. And so I think that their beginning of their season is a little skewed. They only had one of their main players playing for the whole stretch of the season. So I think this is a Pleasanton that we're going to be able to see in the future. And what I think we need to do is we need to control their guards. They're guard heavy. You know, Pates is a really good shooter, and he's a slasher. He's really aggressive, and we've got a couple other good guards that we need to contain. So I think our help defense has to be great tonight on those three quick guards.
One last question for Amherst head coach Clark Ribble, and that is if there's one statistic tonight that is a key to victory for you guys, what would that statistic be?
Free throw shooting. You know, if we get to the line 20 or 25 times, we got a good chance tonight.
All right, Clark, I appreciate it. Appreciate it, Coach. Thank you.
Thanks, Randy.
All right, Clark Ribble, head basketball coach here at Amherst. Amherst girls comfortably ahead here in Fort Kearney Conference action. They lead at halftime over Pleasanton, 34-12. We'll take a quick break, and we'll wrap up the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report right after this timeout.
If you're a grower looking for big yields, start with Pioneer brand Y-Series soybeans. And don't forget to ask your Pioneer sales professional about the Pioneer premium seed treatment options that can help your soybeans stand up to the toughest growing conditions. Why go anywhere else for your entire soybean seed needs? To learn more about seed treatment options for your farm, contact Craig Weegis, local Pioneer sales representative today. Pioneer, science with service, delivering success.
This sports broadcast is made possible in part by Scott Phillips, licensed agent for over 30 years, handling multi-peril crop insurance since its expansion to the private market in 1980. Find out about coverages available for hail, wind, fire, and transportation of grain after harvest. Crop insurance specialist with a farming background. We specialize in the crop insurance business. Crop insurance business that changes and evolves with new rules, rates, and regulations on a continuous basis. Insuring over 60,000 acres in the central Nebraska area.
And welcome back here to Amherst High School at halftime. The Broncos with a comfortable lead here in girls basketball, 34-12. And again, let's go through the scoring summary again real quick. Courtney Dowell, 7. Kelly Bauer with 5 for Pleasanton. And no one else has scored. A couple other statistics to pass on to you, though. Mallory Pates has 5 rebounds here in the game. And Mariah Zwiener, who hasn't been in the game a whole lot, she has 4 rebounds as well. Those are the top 2 rebounders here for Pleasanton. For Amherst, leading the way for them scoring, the only player in double figures for either team is Shelby Hemman. Hemman with 11 points here at halftime. She also has 6 rebounds as well. Keena Leach, 4 points, 2 rebounds, 6 points, 3 rebounds for Katie Klingelhofer, 3 points for Sydney Tobenheim. She had a nice 3-point play. Jessica Fernandez with 2 points and 3 rebounds. Hadwiger with 1, Kreitz with 2, Fernandez with 3, Crystal Fernandez, and Mackenzie Bergstrom with 2 points. Again, our halftime score, 34-12, Amherst with the lead. We'll be back with the third quarter right after this.
I asked my husband if I can join his fantasy league this year. He just laughed. Little did he know, I've been going to Cunningham's Journal for lunch every week. The perfect place for sports fans like myself to keep up with my favorite teams, and not to mention the food is so good. Anyways, a fantasy spot opened up, and guess who's laughing now? And winning. If you're an ultimate sports fan, enjoy a good lunch, a drink with friends, and live entertainment. The place to be is Cunningham's Journal, downtown Kearney.
You've been listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure. Serving Buffalo County for business or residential service, Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Pleasanton back on defense. First possession of the second half here for Amherst. They work the ball inside for Shelby Hemmond. Hemmond misses the first shot, gets her own rebound, lays it up and in. So that'll pad the stats a little bit. Give her 7 rebounds, 13 points now. Quick entry pass for Nichols. Nichols jumper, no good. Hemmond, another rebound. She'll bring it up court herself, and she handles the ball pretty well, trying to sneak around behind her and make the steal, but that didn't work as Hemmond controlled the ball. Loose ball, though, is tipped after she passed it away, and it's picked up here by Mallory Pate. So a turnover on Amherst, and the Broncos back on defense. And playing the defense is going to be Hemmond. She knocked the ball away. Couldn't quite come up with a steal. She tipped it, tried to go and finish the steal, but the defender was there, and that second time she hit the ball, it went out of bounds. So Pleasanton trying to whittle back here. They trail it 36-12, and driving the lane is going to be Bauer. Some contact in there on the drive. Her shot is no good. It was last touched by one of the Broncos and out of bounds. So, again, the Bulldogs will maintain possession here after what would be termed a team rebound in that far corner. Mallory Pates is going to toss the ball in. Starters for both teams out there. It's Bauer, Dowell, Pates, Tolles, and Nichol for Pleasanton. Top of the circle, Bauer has it, and she'll get the ball off on the right side for Nichols. Nichols, quick little jumper, no good. Rebounded for Hemmond. Hemmond looks up court, finds that Leach is way ahead of everybody, makes the pass to her, and Leach lays it up and in. So after the rebound, give an assist here for Shelby Hemmond, and then Leach with a couple of points. In the offensive zone is Dowell. She'll throw it top of the circle here for Bauer. Bauer gives it back out for Dowell. And again, at the elbow, Pates has it. She'll dump right side for Dowell, has her shot blocked, and then saved. Great hustle over there by Klingelhofer as she helps get the ball up ahead, and she'll throw it on the baseline. Driving the lane, shot up and good. Pretty play there for Jessica Fernandez, her first 2 points of the second half. Amherst, their starters are out there as well. Hemmond, Leach, Klingelhofer, Fernandez, and Fernandez. Quick jumper on the right side for Pleasanton. It is no good. Offensive rebound in underneath for Tolles. Her shot will not fall, and the loose ball coming back out here for Klingelhofer. Give Hemmond credit for a block there. Hemmond now on the baseline, puts up a shot, up and good. Shelby Hemmond missed her first shot, got the rebound, laid it up and in. She's got 4 rebounds in the quarter. That gives her 10 in the game to go with 15 points. She has a double-double already with 5.5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. Nikki Ahrens is going to check in here for Pleasanton. And coming out, going to be Courtney Dowell. Leading scorer here for the Bulldogs. She had the first 7 points of the game here for Pleasanton before Bauer scored the next 5. Off the inbounds, Nichols, she'll shoot a 3, and she, now check it, they're going to call it a deuce, but Nichols hits the 2, and she cuts the lead down to 28. Quick jumper, no good on the baseline. Jessica Fernandez couldn't quite get the shot. Pates pulls down the rebound, and then it's going to be rebounded by Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer off the miss, and the ball knocked out of bounds on that far sideline, last touched by Amherst. By Pleasanton, rather. So Amherst will inbound. About 5 minutes to go right now. Left to go here in the third quarter. Law pass for Hemmond. Hemmond with the catch. They shot, and it's good. And again, no pressure put on the ball. Good positioning there by Hemmond. She's got nice soft hands. Just lob it up there. She makes the catch, and after that, it's an easy bucket. Tolles on the baseline. Doesn't want to shoot over the top of Hemmond, so she'll kick it out. Long jumper, no good. Rebound, knocked out of bounds. Pretty good hustle there for Taylor Nichols, but Nichols couldn't come up with it. And so Amherst will have the ball. Back in the battle for Pleasanton is going to be Courtney Dowell. Also, Zwiener are going to come into the game, Ryan Zwiener. And a 30-point lead here for Amherst. Dribbling in the offensive zone is going to be Klingelhofer. Klingelhofer gives it for Hemmond. Hemmond with a little pass, and we got a foul on the inside. They're actually going to say that Hemmond was shooting, and so she'll go to the line and shoot too. She's driving in there. It ended up being a pass, but she's also clobbered on the arm. So Zwiener whistle for her second personal foul, and the free throw by Hammond is no good. Hammond missed two, made two, and now she's missed the first one here. Her free throw up and rolls around and good. So she's 50% on the night from the free throw line, 3 out of 6. Courtney Dowell with the dribble is going to hand the ball back out here for Pates. Pates has used it up, and great pressure put on the ball at that point. They'll get it off for Zwiener on the left side. Zwiener, 17 feet away, will give the ball back out here for Dowell. Dowell shot, no good. Offensive rebound by Nichols, and the ball knocked out of bounds off the hands, actually probably off the legs, of one of the Broncos and out of bounds. So Pates the inbound here for the Dogs. And they'll lob it in for Zwiener. Zwiener well behind the three-point arc. That's not her shot, so she'll give the ball off here for Nichols. Off of a little screen, Nichols still has it, and we'll get the ball off for Dowell. Dowell with the dribble, and they'll pressure the ball a little bit, throw it inside for Zwiener. Zwiener, nice little drive. Shot won't fall, and the rebound taken out by Crystal Fernandez. Fernandez has the ball stripped, and the shot's up and good by Nikki Ahrens. She forced the turnover, and then was able to lay it up and in. Quickly up ahead to Hammond. Hammond's going to kick it out for the open shooter, and Jessica Fernandez hits from 15 feet. So Amherst answers right back. Fernandez, 6 points in the game. On the right side, Nichols has her shot blocked out of bounds by Katie Klingelhofer. Nice block there by Klingelhofer, and Bergstrom's going to check into the game here for Crystal Fernandez as Amherst makes the substitution. Pleasanton inbounds. Pates has it on the baseline. Lost the ball to Jessica Fernandez. Fernandez gives it up ahead for Klingelhofer. Long pass up ahead. Great pass, and Leach is going to lay it up and in. About a 65-foot pass, and Leach caught it right underneath the basket. And from that point, that was just an easy bucket. On the baseline, Nichols, jumper, no good. Trying to score in transition. It won't fall. Hammond pulls down the rebound. She's going to slow it down and now give it to Bergstrom. Bergstrom kicks in the corner. Now Bergstrom gets it back. Shot on the baseline, no good, but a push on Mallory Pates, her third foul of the game, will send the Broncos to the free throw line. Bergstrom will have two shots here. She's 0 for 1 in the game. She tried to complete a three-point play earlier. Missed that shot, and with 2:59 to go here, third quarter, free throw forthcoming here for Amherst. Back the iron, bouncing around, bouncing around, bouncing around, and no good. That one bounced on that heel about 3 or 4 times, and it would not fall in. Alyssa Stubbs and Kristen Tolles going to check back in here for Pleasanton. So second free throw here for Bergstrom. It is up, and she hits that one. Up and good. She's got 3 points in the game. And with the dribble here is Dowell. Dowell on the left side for Bauer. Bauer over for Ahrens. Right wing, they give it for Stubbs. Stubbs throws it on the right side. Quick jumper by Kelly Bauer, and it's up and good. She's got 7 in the game. And quickly, a pass up ahead, laid up by Shelby Hammond. Again, Amherst just running the floor, doing a nice job of running, and they lay it up and in. So on the right wing, Stubbs will help work it around the perimeter. From the top of the key, Aaron's jumper is no good. Rebound taken out by Bergstrom, and Bergstrom will bring it in the offensive zone here with 2:12 to go here in the third quarter. 52-18, Amherst in control. And Amherst kicks into the corner. Jumper good by Mackenzie Bergstrom. Well, many hands will lighten the work, and Amherst is getting a lot of points from a lot of different sources here tonight. Kick out for Bauer. She'll give it off on the left side for Dowell. Dowell's pass is stolen away. Solid defense there by Jessica Fernandez to force the turnover. She'll dribble on that right side. They leave her open from 12 feet, and she'll hit the shot. So Fernandez hits the shot. And a pretty shot that it was. And again, they just didn't really ever pick her up. On that left side, quick jumper by Ahrens. No good. Rebound by Jessica Fernandez. Pass up ahead. Hellman with the catch and the release all in one motion. An easy bucket for Amherst. And Amherst is going to call a timeout, I think, to make some substitutions. Timeout Amherst. They lead it 58-18. Minute 19 to go, third quarter. Back after this.
Whatever machining you need done, large jobs or small, see Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a general machine shop serving Pleasanton and surrounding area. Get it done right. Get it done by Hand Machining of Pleasanton. Hand Machining is a proud sponsor of all the area athletes in and out of the game. Teamwork is like a good running machine. It takes a lot to work as a team and a lot of parts to run the machines. Hand Machining knows about teamwork and hard work, so trust your machines to the professionals at Hand Machining in Pleasanton.
Well, Nikki Eck out of Amherst called a timeout so she can bring in some substitutions. Well, I don't think she really had a whole lot to say to her team, who's up by 40, 58-18. And Pleasanton will inbound it. We'll check the substitutions for you here in just a moment. Aarons will toss the ball in for Bauer here for Pleasanton. Also in there for the Dogs is Mallory Pates. They'll get it off on that left corner for Nichols. Nichols will set a screen after making the pass. They're looking inside for Tolles. So those are the five players out there for Pleasanton. Dribbling around, Pates gets it on the right side for Nichols. Nichols being picked up defensively by Ashley Kreitz. And we got a little hold listed on the inside. That probably will go against Kreitz. Kreitz is out there with Ariana Hadwiger, Mackenzie Bergstrom, Sydney Tobenheim. And I'm missing one. It'll be Dinnerman, Samantha Dinnerman. Entry pass on the inside. Turnaround jumper by Tolles. She posted up nicely, and she scores her first 2 points of the night. So here come the Broncos trying to answer back here. 42 seconds to go, third quarter, and we got a little push. Whistle on Pleasanton. That'll go against Pates. And Tobenheim was pushed a little bit. To inbound the ball, there's going to be Samantha Dinnerman. Dowell going to check back in here for Pleasanton. That's Courtney Dowell. Pates will come out because that is the third personal foul on Pates. Hadwiger to inbound it. It goes off the hands of Dinnerman, but she's able to track it down. She'll kick it now in the corner for Hadwiger. Hadwiger back out here for Dinnerman. Dinnerman has the ball knocked away. It's a steal. Aarons slipped and probably got away with a walk, and we're going to give a timeout here for Brenda Pates for Pleasanton as on her knees after she kind of lost the ball is Mickey Aarons, and they called the timeout. Pleasanton calls the timeout. 26 seconds to go in the third quarter. It's 58-20. Pleasanton will have the ball when we come back after this.
Killian Motors in Kearney wants your trade-in. Stop in today and check out the great selection of program and new vehicles at low, low prices. Killian Motors needs good used vehicles, and you can help. They'll give you a great deal on your old trade-in. Killian Motors, your GM dealer where people come back time after time. 8th and Central in Kearney.
See Pleasanton Livestock Service to maintain the health of your animals. Pleasanton Livestock can make certain they get all the vaccinations they need to stay healthy. Pleasanton Livestock also carries Golden Harvest Hybrid and Purina feeds. Only the feeds with the best vitamins and nutrients that all your animals need and want. Stop in today and ask the experts what vaccinations and feed is right for your farm. Best of luck, Bulldogs, from Pleasanton Livestock Service.
Quick little entry pass for Pleasanton. They work it inside to Kristen Tolles. Tolles' turnaround jumper is up and good. And then on the subsequent inbounds, there's a tie-up, and the basketball is going to belong to Pleasanton. So great little entry play there for Pleasanton. They got it into Tolles. Tolles got it, used her body, screened it off very well, hit it off the glass to make it 58-22. And now with 8 seconds left, they got the basketball back. They got it top of the circle. On their right side, driving here is going to be Aarons. Aarons fadeaway jumper on the baseline, no good, and that will do it for the third quarter. Amherst comfortably ahead. The Lady Broncos lead it 58-22 over Pleasanton. We're back with the fourth quarter right after this.
Congratulations, you've won $1 million from Publishers Click.
Move out of the way. Is that a Valentino's delivery truck going down the street? I didn't know they delivered. Hey, guys, Valentino's delivers.
It's the next best thing to enjoying Valentino's famous Grand Italian Buffet. Now delivery of pizza, pasta, and salads. Just a call away, 308-233-3888. That's 233-3888. Better than $1 million? Depends on how hungry you are.
Hey, didn't you hear me?
Valentino's of Kearney now delivers.
Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton is proud to support the area athletes this year and wish them the best of luck in the games they play. call Bailey Drywall of Pleasanton for residential or commercial drywall jobs. From the smallest patch to the largest walls, the professionals at Bailey Drywall can fix it right in a timely manner. New construction or just a remodel, for all your drywall projects, big or small, they take care of all your walls. Bailey Drywall in Pleasanton.
Does Amherst have a 58-22 lead, but they have possession of the basketball to start the fourth quarter, and they go with their starters out there, Hammond, Leach, Klingelhofer, Fernandez, and Fernandez. In a little bit of trouble is Katie Klingelhofer. She'll get the ball for Keena Leach. Leach enters it inside for Shelby Hammond. It's knocked away. Courtney Dowell comes up with it here for Pleasanton, and the Dogs will try to run the break. They give it between a circle here for Bauer as Amherst is able to come back into the half-court defense. Ball tipped around, but handling it is Courtney Dowell. Dowell will give the ball back out here for Nichols. Nichols doesn't want to shoot over the top of Klingelhofer, and we got a little jump stop on the inside that, well, they drag a foot just a little bit, and so that'll be a turnover on Mallory Pates. So Amherst gets possession of the basketball here yet again. Klingelhofer into the offensive zone, and right now Pleasanton trying to put a little pressure on. Dribbling is Jessica Fernandez. Fernandez finds an open area. Her 12-foot jumper no good. Is able to track down her own rebound, and she'll drive the lane. Nice little bounce pass in the lane. Picked up in there for Crystal Fernandez. She'll kick it back out. Klingelhofer can't handle the pass, and so Amherst will have to reset the offense. Still dribbling is Klingelhofer. 5-second count going on. The pass is knocked away by Dowell. Dowell saves it to Bauer. Bauer will try the layup here for Pleasanton. Shot no good. Running the floor was Fernandez. She comes up with a loose ball. Has her pocket pick. Jumper by Nichols. No good. Rebound by Fernandez. And here comes Amherst. Quickly in the offensive zone. Klingelhofer has it. And now Pleasanton will drop back in that half court. Entry pass for Hammond. Hammond's going to lay it up and in. 24 points in the game for Shelby Hammond. Started quietly enough for her. Had only 2 points after one quarter, 11 at halftime, and now she's got 24 in the game. 6:20 to go here in the fourth quarter. A game dominated beginning to end here by Amherst. And Pleasanton trying to make the pass to somebody on the high top of the key. Somebody zigged when they should have zagged, and they just bounce past it all the way out of bounds near midcourt. So that'll be another Pleasanton turnover. Amherst will inbound the basketball. Leach will get it in here for Klingelhofer. And they'll get it off here on the left wing for Leach. Again, a very young team is Pleasanton. Entry pass on the inside, tipped away, and nice steal there by Zwiener. Zwiener, the junior, she makes the interception. And for the Bulldogs, just a couple of seniors. Both of them start. That's Bauer and Dowell. So they're going to be much better next year. Start a couple of freshmen and a sophomore. So they will be an improved team next year. On the baseline, a little drive, and we got a foul as Pates. I'm not sure if she was trying to pass or shoot, but she was hit on the arm as she was driving, and so she'll go to the line and shoot too. They're going to give her the benefit of the doubt that she was shooting. She was fouled by Crystal Fernandez, and that'll be her second. Pates' free throw up, rolling around and good. Brenda Pates, head coach Pleasanton, directing traffic a little bit. Mallory Pates is at the free throw line. Her free throw up, no good. Rebound by Hammond. That'll be her 12th rebound of the game. Klingelhofer in the offensive zone. Enters it for Hammond. Zwiener probably got away with a foul, but they get it back inside for Hammond. Hammond's going to drive and score. Amherst is okay with that not being called a foul because they got the ball tipped back out. Hammond drove to the basket. They were smarting up the feet of the ball. And, again, she got it right underneath, made a nice little catch, and she'll have a chance to finish off a three-point play. She got 26 points in the game. The foul on Nichols is her fourth, and the free throw is good for Hammond. So 63-23. Dribbling around is Dowell. She'll throw it top of the circle. Aarons from the corner, little ball fake, jumper from 15 feet, no good. Steal on the rebound by Taylor Nichols, and Nichols will lay it up and in. It's originally rebounded by one of the Broncos, but Nichols just ripped it away. And now we're going to have a reach whistled on Mickey Arens. And it's going to be her third. It's now five team fouls whistled against Pleasanton compared to two here for Amherst with 5 minutes to go in the fourth quarter. For Amherst, Bergstrom comes in. For Pleasanton, it's going to be Stubbs as well as Tolles checking back into the game. Broncos limb bound on the far sideline. Tossing it in is going to be Fernandez. Fernandez gives it inside for Hammond. Hammond, left-handed layup, no good. Gets the rebound or not. No, it's actually tied up between her and Mickey Arens. Alternating possessions will give the basketball over to Pleasanton. So inside of 5 minutes to go here in regulation, 63-25. Amherst with the lead, Pleasanton with the ball, top of the circle. Stubbs gives it up on a screen to Dowell. Dowell uses upper dribble, gives it at the free throw line to Tolles. Tolles will drive, shoot over the top of Bergstrom. It is no good, rebounded by Hammond. Hammond kicks it up ahead here for Klingelhoffer. Klingelhoffer, quick jumper, no good. Pates with the rebound, and now the Dogs will bring it up, but they're not fast breaking here. They slow it down, so half court set, giving it for Stubbs. Top of the circle now for Dowell. Dowell from the free throw line gets it to Tolles. Tolles turns around, squares, has her pocket picked. That forced her to throw the ball on the inside a little bit earlier, and it's intercepted by Fernandez. Fernandez, skip pass over for Klingelhoffer. Klingelhoffer, 20-foot jumper, no good. Rebound still being tipped around. The loose ball is picked up by Stubbs. We'll give her a rebound, and then she was fouled. A little reach on that. And we are midway through the fourth quarter. For Amherst, checking back into the game is Ariana Hadwiger. She'll come in. Klingelhoffer will step out. Arens in the offensive zone gives it right side for Pates. Pates between the circles for Stubbs. And Stubbs, a little ball fake, kicks on that left side for Courtney Dowell. Driving now is Pates, top of the key. She is shut off, little ball fake. Pass being tipped around. Fernandez, great hustle. It was tipped once. She tipped it again. Was able to track it down in the corner. And Jessica Fernandez will bring in the offensive zone. She kicks on the right side for Bergstrom. Bergstrom into the corner for Leach. A little give and go. Back inside for Bergstrom. Boy, she's working hard in there. She puts up the shot, and she is fouled. So Bergstrom has earned a trip to the free throw line, and she was weaving in traffic and got in there and kind of muscled her way up after she ran that give and go between her and Klingelhoffer. The foul on Pates, that is going to be her fourth. And here's a couple of free throws. The first one no good for Mackenzie Bergstrom. So Bergstrom, 1 out of 3 from the free throw line. She has 5 points in the game. Her team leads 63-25. So Amherst comfortably in control here. The free throw back the iron and good. Hit that one off the heel and in. Nice little shooter's touch. And Sydney Tobenheim is going to come in here for Leach. So Tobenheim will check in. And Pleasanton will be handed the basketball. Stubbs will get the ball to Arens, who brings it across the timeline with 3:15 to go here in the ball game. Right side Pates. Gives it off on the side there for Pates. She gave it away and then got it back. Pates drives the baseline jumper. Now she doesn't want to take it, so she'll kick it out. Arens has it. They enter it inside for Pates. Pates trying to kick the ball back out. It went out of bounds, and they're going to say it belongs to the folks wearing the white jersey. So Amherst will inbound here after they make a substitution. Courtney Martinson is going to check in for them. And I think we're going to have some other substitutions as well for Pleasanton. It's going to be Hannah Wick, the 5'2 freshman, that's going to check in. So Martinson, also a freshman, she's going to inbound the basketball, and she'll toss the ball in here for Tobenheim, also a freshman. So again, some youth here for Amherst as well. On that right side, Martinson has it. She's going to drive a little bit too strong. Offensive rebound by Kreitz, the sophomore. That shot won't fall, and it's rebounded out of there by the Bulldogs, and then they throw it away. Steal by Tobenheim. Tobenheim drives, shot no good, rebounded by Hannah Wick, and Wick will kick it out here for Stubbs for Pleasanton. 2.5 minutes to go, and the Bulldogs bring in the offensive zone. They get it out for Arens. Arens throws it in the corner for Kara Dowell. Dowell, well behind the three-point arc, throws it back out for Wick. facing a little zone here. Long jumper for Stubbs, and Stubbs hits a line drive three. So Pleasanton answers back with a three here, and Taubenheim will bring it into the forecourt. 2 minutes to go in the ball game. Left side, three-pointer for Hadwiger, no good. Rebounded by Alyssa Stubbs here for Pleasanton, and she's going to let traffic clear and saunter into the offensive zone. Get it off for Ahrens. Gives it to Breanne Zimmer, who checked in a little bit ago. She had it at the elbow. Still looking for the ball there. Ahrens gets it, drives the baseline. Jumper no good. Rebound tipping around. Stubbs can't come up with it. It goes to Zimmer. Zimmer with the rebound. Her shot won't fall from 15 feet. And Kara Dowell comes up with it. She'll give it for Hannah Wick. Wick will kick it off on the right side for Stubbs. Little ball fake now by Ahrens. Ahrens jumper in the lane. An air ball that's reeled in by Courtney Martinson. Martinson kicks it up for Sydney Taubenheim. Taubenheim on the run. Shut off there by Ahrens. And so they're looking for a cutter. They give it for Kreitz. Kreitz will drive. Shot no good. Rebound by Breanne Zimmer, and they're going to tie it up. Zimmer had it momentarily, then had it tied up. And the basketball, I believe, should belong to Amherst. We'll check it out. We got a timeout here for Pleasanton. 1:05 to go in the ballgame. Timeout Pleasanton. They trail it 64-28. We're back after this.
Lammer's Truck Line, the River Stop, and Nichols Repair in Pleasanton are proud to support this high school sports broadcast. Nichols Repair is a championship-quality auto service center. Lammer's Truck Line is your number one defense against slow, expensive grain and livestock hauling. And the River Stop is the one stop you need to make before and after the game for pizzas and refreshments and a gas fill-up. Best of luck from the River Stop, Lammer's Truck Line, and Nichols Repair, all of Pleasanton.
Well, neither team really needed much time at all. They had a full timeout. It essentially was a 30-second timeout as both teams were out there a little bit early. So the Broncos will inbound the basketball. They enter it on the inside after the substitution. Courtney Martinson hits the shot. So Courtney on a set inbounds play. They didn't inbound it into her. They got it a little bit further out, but entered it immediately into her, and she hit a nice little turnaround jumper to make it 66-28. Here is set play for Pleasanton, trying to get Alyssa Stubbs to score on the drive. She got the drive, did not get the score, but she still has an opportunity as she was fouled, so she'll shoot two. She was hit by Sydney Taubenheim. That'll be her second personal foul. So Stubbs with a couple of free throws. Back the iron on the first one. It's no good with 47.8 to go. Delaney Zastro and Stephanie Dinnerman checking in here for Amherst with a little bit less than a minute to go in the game. Second free throw, back the iron, no good. Up high for the rebound is Courtney Martinson. So Martinson snags the bound, has a couple of rebounds and a couple of points here in the game. Pass on that left side. Ashley Kreitz made a great catch and then a pretty shot as well to make it a 40-point ball game with 30 seconds to go. With the dribble, Wick. Wick will kick it on the right side for Dowell. They enter it inside. Great post move. Shot good for Breanne Zimmer. That's her first 2 points of the game. And 18 seconds left here. Quickly, left side. They enter it inside for Kreitz. Kreitz kicks it back out, and you're going to have an extra step in there. That'll be a turnover on Amherst. Don't forget the Misco Sports post-game report coming up in about 13.2 seconds. They inbound the basketball to the Bulldogs. They bring it across the timeline. On the dribble is Stubbs. Stubbs holding onto the ball. And she'll get off on the left side, dribbling with it. They'll give it for Dowell. Dowell lost the ball, and that will end the game. Your final score, Amherst 68, Pleasanton 30. We'll take a quick break. We'll total up all the numbers, and we'll return with the Misco Sports postgame report right after this timeout.
You've heard of CHS Agri-Service Center, but have you tried us? At CHS Agri-Service Center, we buy and sell grain, and our great people can get your trucks in and out quickly. Take advantage of our variable rate program. We'll get your fertilizer there on time at the right time. We sell petroleum products, and we have hardware stores and car care centers at multiple locations, serving South Central Nebraska. Visit chsagri.com. CHS Agri-Service Center, people and resources you can count on. Always.
Attention football fans, it's that time of year again when the competition is heating up. If you want to be the ultimate tailgate grilling master, you need a Traeger wood pellet grill. You could be making bacon and biscuits before a morning game, pizza and hamburgers before the afternoon game, or take your time and enjoy smoking ribs or pork tenderloin before that evening game. The grill that can do it all, check out the new Traeger Junior Tailgate model. Stop grilling, start Traegering at Builders in Kearney.
Builders does the best.
Athletes come in all shapes and sizes, and Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine specializes in getting them all back in their game, from swinging a hammer to swinging a golf club, whether tackling daily tasks or tackling the running back. See Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine Clinic. If you're suffering from any injury that's putting you on the sidelines, make an appointment today and take comfort in our care. Kearney Orthopedic and Sports Medicine.
And welcome back here to the Misco Sports Postgame Report. Misco Sports currently in an inventory reduction sale between now and, well, a week from now. You have another week to head down to Misco's, get a nice selection of apparel. They got good selection of Kearney High apparel. They got some Husker gear. And, again, everything is on clearance prices as Misco Sports will be closing their Kearney location. There will still be business in Ord and going to concentrate on sales to teams as well as high schools. But still have another week. Get your game on now at Misco's, located in the downtown Kearney Center. Misco's, you'll be better equipped for all the games you play. And we'll check the numbers here for Pleasanton. And again, somewhat interesting in my mind anyway, Courtney Dowell scored the first 7 points of the ball game. Didn't score again. She finished with 7 points on the night. Kelly Bauer finished with 7 as well. 4 points for Taylor Nichols, 4 for Kristen Tolles. After that, 2 points for Mickey Ahrens, 2 points for Breanne Zimmer late in the game, 3 points for Alyssa Stubbs. Pleasanton, who trailed after one quarter 13-4, they trailed at halftime 34-12, and they fall here tonight to Pleasanton, a final of 68-30. Leading the way for Amherst was Shelby Hemmen. She finished with 27 points, 13 rebounds, and just a very solid performance from her. Outside of that, very, very balanced scoring for the rest of the Broncos. 8 points for Keena Leach. She also had a couple of rebounds. 2 points for Courtney Martinson. 6 points and 4 rebounds for Katie Klingelhofer. 3 points for Sydney Tobenheim. 8 points for Jessica Fernandez to go with 6 rebounds. Ariana Hadwiger went 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. She finished with 1 point on the night. 4 points for Ashley Kreitz. 3 points for Crystal Fernandez to go with 4 rebounds. And Mackenzie Bergstrom finished with 6 points and a couple of rebounds here tonight for Amherst. Amherst, a very nice win for them. They improved their record now to 8-3 on the season. Next up on the 17th, 4 days from now, that'll be a Tuesday, they'll be taking on Shelton. Shelton 12-0 on the season in girls basketball. That game will be here on Tuesday night. That will be a great matchup on the girls' side as undefeated Shelton in Class C2 will be taking on Amherst here in Amherst home court. That should be a nice ball game. Next up for Pleasanton, who falls to 2-10 on the season on the 14th. They'll be playing tomorrow night. They'll be playing Sumner Eddyville Miller up in the Dog's Den. So they'll be playing host to SEM tomorrow in a Fort Kearney Conference showdown. Once again, our final in girls basketball, Amherst 68, Pleasanton with 30. We're going to step away for about 10, 12 minutes or so, and we'll be back with coverage of our boys' game. For the our engineer, Stacy Johns, I'm Randy Bushkar. Thanks for joining us for girls basketball. We'll be back in about 10, 12 minutes or so for coverage of Amherst and Pleasanton in boys' basketball. Hope you'll be able to join us then. We'll be back in just a few moments.
This has been a Classic Hits Radio KKPR Sports presentation. Brought to you by the KKPR Sports Club. To download an archive of this game and more, go online, kkpr.com, and hit the podcast section. KKPR Sports is a presentation of Platte River Radio. Family Physical Therapy knows everything.